در حضرت مفرکه ما میشنه و پزا و اتا شیهاش که بسکینه و بعد و شواخ و عقابی به هم سامبری حضوزا سامبری ها سوستا went together onto a small boat or onto a raft boy they rode together on top of an animal after Pisha ain't big damn again how we able to man better even though the clothing of the tar did not come into contact with the clothing of the tar they were sitting far enough apart so that the clothing did not touch even so the clothing of the tar together with the tar himself become tame from the tar the reason being it's since a small boat or raft and an animal shape so maybe at one time the tar was lower down than the zav was higher up than the tar. And that would be called nitlaz if the zav is hanging on the tar, causing the tar to become tamei medris, along with the begonim that he is wearing, also become tamei medris as if the zav sat on the person that was tar, as we had in the previous Mishnah, to become tamei medris and become an avatum of Mishkav Moshe. The zav doesn't literally have to sit down on the Mishkav Moshe, even if he is nitla hanging on the Mishkav Moshe, it would become an Ava Tuma. So in this case, if the Zav is higher up than the person who's tar, that would be called hanging on the person that's tar, even though they're not in contact with each other, and the person that's tar would become Tamei Medris, he would become an Ava Tuma, along with the begotten that he is with. Yashva Nasser, Al Saps, Al Gosha Shomita, Ba'ala Achloinis, Pisman Shem Achkirin. If the Zav and the person that's tar sat together on a board or on a bench or on the frame of a bed or on a beam when any of the above mentioned things are shaky. In such a case, since it's shaky, again it's possible that the zav is higher up at one point than the tar and it would be as if it's hanging on the tar and the tar would come tummy along with the begonim that he is wearing. Or the zav and the tar went up on a tree together and this tree was kocho ra. It was a shaky tree. Or they went onto a branch of a tree that the branch was shaky, even though the tree itself was not shaky, but they went on a branch of that tree that was shaky. Or the governor Tar went up on an Egyptian ladder together, and this Egyptian ladder was not secured with the nails, so therefore it was shaky. Or the Zav and the Tar went up together on a ramp. Or they went up together on a raft, or they went up together on a door that was not secured with clay. In all these cases, the Tar, along with the clothes that he's wearing, becomes Tamei Medris. It's as if the Zav was hanging on the Tar, that the Zav is higher up than the Tar, even though they're not in contact with each other, it's as if it's hanging on him, and he becomes Tamei Medris. He becomes an Avat Tuma. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda is Mitar. Sechel Zav and Parakimo Mishnah Beis Megipin Oposa. If the Zav and somebody who is tar close or open a door together, the person who is tar would become Tamei Medris from the Zav along with the clothing that he is wearing. As it's impossible when they're closing or opening the door together, that the weight of the Zav does not make it a little bit heavier for the tar, and therefore he becomes Tamei Medris from the Zav. The Chacham said, if they're both trying to open or close the door together, the tar would not become tamei. Only if one is trying to close the door at the same time the other is trying to open the door, that's the only case where the tar would become tamei medris from the zav. Ma'ala zav zem and abo. If the zav and somebody who is tar pull each other out of a well, the person who is tar would become tamei from the zav. If the zav is pulling the tar out of the pool, then the tar would become a rishon l'tumah from the zav. This would be tumas hesed. When the Zav pushes or drags something or somebody, that thing would become Tamei Hesed, that's the reason with Tumah. When the Tar is pulling the Zav out of the board, then the Tar would become Tamei Medris and Ava Tumah from the Zav. He would be Tamei along with his clothing since he is pulling the Zav out of the well. Rabbi Yehuda says, the only time the Tar would become Tamei is if the Tar is the one that's pulling the Tamei out of the board. In such a case, the Tar would become Tamei Medris. Somebody who is tar and is up was twisting ropes together. The person who is tar would become Tamei Medris from the Zav. And since they're twisting ropes together, the weight of the Zav would make it a little bit heavier for the tar at some point, causing it to become Tamei. Chacham said, if they're twisting ropes in the same direction, the person who's tar would not become Tamei. When would the person who's tar become Tamei Medris from the Zav? That's only if they're pulling the rope in different directions. and suffocate the person who's tall, we become tamei neder. Or again, bein b'ayimde, bein b'yoshme, otosim. If somebody was tall and is up, were weaving together, whether they're weaving together standing or sitting, or if they were grinding a mill together, the person who's tall would become tamei neder from the weight of his up. But he shouldn't entire the kula. Chutz min ha'teichanin, b'reichayin shayat. Rabbi Shimon is Mekar in all these cases. Rabbi Shimon holds the Torah would not become tamei from the zav except for one case. That case would be if they're grinding together in a mill that is ground by hand. Such a case, since this mill is used by hand, the person who's Torah would become tamei from the zav, as the weight of the zav would make it heavier and more difficult for the Torah to grind the mill, and therefore he would become tamei neder from the weight of the zav. Parkin min ha'chamor otonim. Is my song covet me? Is my song cow to her? If a tar and somebody with a zav were unloading or loading a load on a donkey, if it was a heavy load, the weight of the zav would make it a little bit heavier for the tar and he would become tummy better from the zav. But if it was a light load, then the tar would not become tummy from the zav. The kulam tariyam of Nathanatha to tme and litrum. In all the cases in this mission that we said, that a Torah becomes tamei from the Zav, it's only a chumrah, it's a stringency. So therefore, the Bnei HaKnesset, the average person who eats his chulban b'tara, this stringency does not apply to him, and the Torah would remain tar as far as the Bnei HaKnesset are concerned. That was the mission that said that the Torah becomes tamei. That's only the truma. For those that eat truma, for kohanim that eat truma, they have to be very machmer. So therefore, the chachamim were machmer in the case of this mission to say that the Torah becomes tamei from the Zav in regard to Ochlei Truma.